Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Chuck Allen for an encouraging message.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas everywhere you go.
Well, it really is. I mean, it is almost here. This is Thanksgiving week. But I thought I might, before we jump into all things Christmas, give you this one big thought, that there is a price we pay, especially going into the holidays, for our anxiety and our worry. I know a lot of worried people that are around me and around our church and just in my neighborhood, worried about a pandemic, worried about all kind of things, including how am I going to make it through Christmas with everything going on? But listen to this old proverb, see if it rings a bell with you. Worry is like a rocking chair. It gives you something to do, but it doesn't get you anywhere. Well, I have to admit, when I would hear things like that in my 20s or 30s, I would think, you old person, you have no idea what you're talking about. When I would hear things like that in my 40s, I would think, well, there might be some truth to that. Right now, I got things to do. In my 50s, it was more like, holy cow, there is so much to worry about, but honestly, I don't have time to stop and think about it. And then at 61, it's like, you doggone right, it's not getting you anywhere. Well, I do and have experienced more and more about how a practical scripture for daily living can help me in my worry. Well, listen to what Matthew chapter 6, verse 25 has to say in my favorite translation, the New Living. That is why I tell you not to worry about everyday life, Jesus says. Whether you have enough food or drink or enough clothes to wear, isn't life more than food and your body more than clothing? Look at the birds. They don't plant or harvest or store food in barns, for your heavenly Father feeds them. And aren't you far more valuable to him than they are? Can all your worries add a single moment to your life? And we know the answer, don't we? I mean, we know the answer. Our designer, our creator, knew something else, that most of what we consume ourselves with never happens or is not worth getting anxious about. Modern research really verifies and clarifies that ancient wisdom. Listen to Matthew chapter 6, beginning of verse 31. So don't worry about these things, saying, what will we eat? What will we drink? What will we wear? These things dominate the thoughts of unbelievers, but your heavenly Father already knows all your needs. Seek the kingdom of God above all else and live righteously, and he'll give you everything you need. So don't worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will bring its own worries. Today's trouble is enough for today. Well, amen. You know what I have realized? That a research study that examined how many times as an imagined calamity actually came to pass was so fascinating to me. In the study, subjects were asked to write down their worries over an extended period of time and then identify which of their imagined misfortunes didn't actually happen. The results came back that more than 85% of what people worried about never happened. Worry is exactly where Satan wants to keep you as a child of God. Living in fear of the future cheats you out of the beauty of right now. A precious moment might tug on your heart like a kid on a sleeve, and too often we miss the moment concerning ourselves with something that's likely not to happen. Folks, listen. For those of us like me who struggle with worry, maybe it helps to remember that God, our Heavenly Father, is always on the job and never sleeps. That worry is not an attribute of God. And I think it probably grieves his heart that we're paralyzed with worry while he's sitting there waiting us to call on him to provide all that we need. Today, my friend, run into his arms. And thanks so much for joining me on the Weekday Podcast.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the Weekday Podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these Weekday Podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day!